for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. It's Sunday. It's going to be a nice warm one in New England with lots of rain coming up. That'll melt the snow, and that may give you a little bit of spring fever, because spring is 56 days away. And 50 days from now is daylight savings time. So those are two dates put in your head. Those are days that let you know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. 50 days to daylight savings, which is March 14th, and that's when things get better. You know, it gets brighter in the mornings when you get up. It's not dark out. It'll give you that hope that, yes, the days are getting longer. And then, a little over a week later, well, less than a week later, it's the first day of spring, and that's March 20th. So just be aware of it. Put it in the back of your head and say to yourself, in 56 days, things will have changed dramatically. The climate, the length of the day, and the, just the mental thing that spring is here. So it's getting there, folks. And think of it this way. If you live in the Northeast and the storm that's coming up from California that dropped 3 to 5 inches of rain there, can you imagine if it was cold enough to have that all snow? That would be the blizzard of 2010. Because an inch of rain is 10 to 12 inches of snow. And if you get 3 inches of moisture or more, you're talking 30 plus inches of snow. So consider yourself lucky. That is a good thing. Now, if we can help you to prepare your garden, to give you some ideas of what you should be doing to prepare for it, the number to call is 800-259-9231. Give Jared a call. We'll get you set up. We want to work together. And next week we have a whole bunch of announcements coming. A lot of new things will be happening on the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to be, well, I'll give you a couple. We're working with Fairy Moore Seed, one of the largest seed manufacturers in the world. And we're going to begin vegetable school and flower school. And what we're going to do is we're going to spend a segment of the program discussing one particular vegetable in one particular flower every single week, from how to start it, transplant it, whether you plant it directly in the ground or you can start it in the house. We'll talk about some of the varieties and how to grow them. We'll talk about the insects and the potential diseases of these vegetables and flowers. So we're looking forward to that. We have a program coming in with Burpee Seed. with Bayer Company. And all of these things, if you want to get a lot more information than what you may hear on the radio, you need to sign up for the newsletter. It's very easy. Just go to paulparent.com. That's my website. And at the very bottom of the website, put your email address on it. And every Thursday, you will receive a newsletter, and there'll be a recap of all the bullet points that you should know about that particular vegetable and flower on there. And the program we're going to be doing with Bayer, with the cotton, you need to be a member of the newsletter also, because that's where the information will be on how to take care of it, what it should look like. So we have a lot of things coming, things that we're really excited about. And we want you to go to that, to your website today, and go to paulparent.com, sign up for the email newsletter. It costs you nothing. It's free, and it will give you a lot more information. This week, for example, I'm trying to tell you about some of the different trees and shrubs. This week we talked about the mountain ash tree, and this is a beautiful tree. It's not a shade tree. It's not a small flowering tree. It's a combination. It's a tree that flowers, beautiful clusters of white flowers in the early spring. It has foliage that looks like a fern almost, and then orange berries in the fall. And if you like to feed the birds, this is the tree for you. Big clusters, almost the size of a pea fruit, bright orange. And as the fall color comes and it changes the foliage, and the leaves will complement the orange fruit, the birds find it. And you will at times hear flocks of birds in the trees just having a ball eating all of that fruit. And it's a tree that you'll really love on your property. This week, we talked about a plant called Drooping Lakothoe. And this is an evergreen plant that will grow in the shade, underneath trees, or in the back of a home where nothing will really grow because of the amount of shade. And it has a beautiful white flower. It comes on a tassel, and the tassel is in the shape of a pine cone with little white bell-shaped flowers. And again, it will take the shade, and it will flower every single spring. Then we talked about a ground cover. And we all have places on our property where nothing will grow. We've planted grass 100 times by seed. Some of us have even tried sod. And because of the shade or the roots of the tree, nothing would grow. Well, there's a ground cover that will. It's called ajuga. And there are different colored leaves of the ajuga. It is an evergreen ground cover, so that the color would be visible, a little bit faded during the winter when there's no snow on the ground. And then in the spring, it has a flower that looks like a snapdragon. And it spreads. And it's a plant that you need to control because you don't want it to get into the lawn, but it spreads very, very quickly. And then we did a story on begonias that you can grow in your house at this time of the year. And there are two varieties that are just beautiful to look at and easy to grow. One of them is called the Rex begonia, and it's not grown for its flowers. It's grown for the foliage. And there are literally dozens of different varieties with different colors. Some even look like stained glass windows. Then the Iron Cross begonia. And it's a good sized leaf, probably 6 to 8 inches, a medium green with a dark green cross in the middle of the leaf. And the leaf is puckery, like little mounds, like little pimples all over it. It gives it that added texture and color. So there's a lot for you to do on this newsletter. There'll be all kinds of information on there for you. So we want you to sign up for that, and that's why. So there's a lot to do, and if we can help you, the number to call, again, call right now, 800-259-9231. Jared will get you set up, and we'll all work together so that 56 days from now, when spring arrives, we're ready. We can hit the ground running. We're not just going to walk out of the garage with our products, our seeds, our plants. We're going to open up that garage door or the back door, and we're going to start running around the yard, getting things done, because we're due for a good spring. We haven't had a good spring in a long time, weather-wise, temperature-wise, and the ground being free of snow. We need that, too. So let's all work together. Put your questions together. Don't be scared. It's you and me on the phone. You call the number. You and I will discuss the situation. We'll try and work together to solve it. And that number is easy. 800-259-9231. When you have a problem, ask the questions. Doesn't cost you anything for the call. Doesn't cost you anything for your time. You sit at the kitchen table right now. Look at the Sunday paper. Make yourself a pot of coffee. And we'll work together to give you a great gardening season. Okay? That phone number, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Call me. Let's talk. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Again, our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Are you getting a lot of rain? Are you expecting a lot of rain the next day or two?
Yeah, the past 3 days it's been raining here. It's been kind of off and on freezing rain, which has been a real treat. So
wow.
It's been wet and foggy and nasty.
Well, ours is coming up tonight and tomorrow, and it's going to be a great time. You know, there's 2 to 3 feet of snow on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
They're expecting daytime temperatures in the 50s and 3+ inches of rain. So if you're listening and you have a sewer or a drainage area near your house, make sure that you clean it. Otherwise, you're going to have water all over the place. Mm-hmm. Jared, are we ready to do a little gardening?
I'm ready. And we got a couple other
okay.
people who are ready here. First up, we have Utah on the line, who's calling about some getting amaryllis to bloom.
Okay. Utah, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Happy Sunday. Your show is always fascinating, but I can't always listen to it. But my amaryllis bulbs that I carried over from last year have lots of foliage but did never bloom.
Okay.
Second year.
This is the second year.
Yes, it's the second year, yes.
Okay. Now,
the ones
when
I in November and put in the soil bloomed gorgeously.
Okay.
So what do I do
now,
not right?
Okay. Why don't you tell me what you do and how you took care of them? When you potted them,
yeah.
they produce foliage and flowers. And what did you do from that point on when the flowers went by?
When the flowers went by, I cut the stem that held the flowers down Mm-hmm. Then I let the leaves wither. When it got warm in spring, I put them in a shady place in the garden, in a corner. They were there all summer, and then I took them in August and put them 3 months in the cellar, totally dark. Brought them up in November, and hoped they would grow, and they did. They just grew leaves.
Okay. What you want to do with these right now is, you know, water them as needed. Amaryllis are plants that are native to South Africa.
Right.
So the climate in South Africa is hot and it's sunny.
Yeah.
And these are grown in fields like we grow corn or we grow tomatoes.
Really?
So what you need to do is this.
Yeah.
As soon as they finish blooming, and in your case you have some that are not blooming, I want you to fertilize those every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
With something like Miracle-Gro or whatever you have for a house plant fertilizer.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, if you're the type of person that's really busy and doing all kinds of things and you don't always do it every 2 weeks, then buy a fertilizer like Osmocote. Osmocote looks like little BBs.
Yeah.
And you would put a tablespoon or more, depending on the size of your pot. And for the amaryllis, I would put a couple tablespoons of this.
Yeah.
And every time you water the plant, the little pellets are going to bleed fertilizer into the soil. That way they get fed every time you water. And that's going to give them some food on a regular basis. When the threat of frost is over in mid-May, some places it's a little bit earlier, some places it's a little bit later, and it depends on the season. I have planted in my garden in Maine some years May 1st. Some years I planted May 1st and the frost killed everything and I couldn't plant until the third week in May. So you just have to watch the weather. But you put it out when it's safe to put out tomatoes and peppers and cucumbers. Those are warm season crops. Put them in full sun. And every time you fertilize your garden with a liquid, you fertilize your amaryllis. If it's in a perennial bed with flowers and you use a granular time release, then feed them with that. And you give them as much sun as possible. You feed them on a regular basis. And that gives them the ability to rebuild the energy it took to make the flowers. So lots of sun, lots of food, and keep them growing until the kids go back to school in September. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pet, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
Have you ever traveled with the Fall Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own.
I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's go right to the phone lines. Jared, who's up next?
Next up we have Steve on the line. Steve is calling with a problem with his peach trees.
Okay, Steve, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have a peach tree that's about 20 years old. It's been very prolific. And this year I really had a terrible infestation of brown rot and lost a considerable amount of fruit. Before the season starts, I wanted to know what would be the best therapy to prevent it this year.
Okay, well, part of the reason last year, Steve, was the temperature and the amount of rain. And, you know, with 21 inches of rain coming in, no matter how much product you had put on that tree, it was being washed off as quick as you could apply it. So the thing that you need to do is make sure that in the spring you clean underneath that tree and right. You get all of the leaves that have dropped and have accumulated, get that out. And then once you see that the buds begin to open, anything that's dead, get it out. Clean up that tree. That way you start off with a clean environment underneath the tree and around it. You eliminated all the disease or dead branches out of there. And then you want to start a spraying program. And if you want good fruit, you need to know when to start. Now, when I was in college, one of my teachers in the orchard class that I was taking was going for his doctorate. And we as a class helped him to get his doctorate. And this is what we did. We got some plastic red apples with a stem. It doesn't matter how big they are. We coated them with Vaseline. We took a piece of string about a foot long. We tied one end around the stem of the tree. And then we tied the fruit to the branches. In a standard size peach tree, we put 3 red plastic apples. And we did this on pear trees. We did this on peaches, plums, and apples. His theory was that a lot of us are spraying our trees when the insects aren't here. And you're wasting gallons and gallons of product, time, energy. So what we did is we tied these apples, and then every day somebody from the class would go out into the orchards and inspect the apples. His reasoning was when the insects came, they would want to lay their eggs in old apples. So if they saw an apple on a tree, they knew that that would be a safe place to lay eggs. Well, it was covered with Vaseline. They stuck to it. And that was the indicator that told us to start our spraying programs. And that worked wonderful. He ended up getting his doctorates by it. And his idea has gone national. Peaches, pears, apples, plums, cherries, and in the South, oranges, lemons, limes, and grapefruits use the same method, except they use plastic oranges. So, in the early spring, you want to use a combination of lime, sulfur, and horticultural oil. Now, go to your local garden center. They'll have the products separately or combined. And that is the first application, and that can be done any time during March before the buds swell. The oil will hit the egg, coat the eggs from insects' eggs that were laid last fall. It coats the eggs with the oil. The oil chokes and suffocates them. The lime sulfur spray will do the same thing with disease spores that the disease made before the season came to an end. So you spray the whole tree, and if you can do it twice, that's wonderful. Now, you start to spray the tree with a combination insecticide and fungicide when the flowers drop. So as soon as you see that the flowers are beginning to shatter and fall, that's the indicator that you can use a fruit tree spray or a home orchard spray. Scott's makes a great fruit tree spray. Bonide has a fruit tree spray. And if you want to stay organic, then you can go and buy an organic one. And there's a company called Organic Labs that has a totally organic fruit and vegetable spray. And these will take care of diseases and insects. Now, once this happens, you do it every 2 weeks. And the day that you apply it, you need to have at least 24 hours of no rain. So if you put it down on Monday and Tuesday morning you're getting an inch of rain, be a good idea to do it again on Wednesday or Thursday, just to be on the safe side. So if you do things like that, you're going to have fruit trees will be more productive and a lot less of a problem. Steve, thank you. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Mary on the line. Mary's calling about her roses.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, good morning, Paul. I listen to you every Sunday, and I signed up to your newsletter.
Thank you.
Paul, my favorite is roses. I have about half a dozen roses in a row. And this has been happening for years. They're the great big roses, which I love. I think they're called tea roses.
Yes. Right.
One of them starts every year, no matter what I do. It's beautiful in the spring, and about, by June, the leaves start turning yellow. They start dropping. After about a few weeks, it seems to spread to the others, not as much. I've tried organic spray. I tried regular spray. I feed it every 2 weeks. I stop feeding in August. I don't know what to do. Do I get rid of the rose? I love it.
No. No, I don't want you to get rid of the roses. A few things that you can do. If you can start with a clean environment. Now, if you had disease problems last year, those leaves fall on the ground. Mm-hmm. So what you need to do, as soon as the snow cover is gone, you need to take a bamboo rake, and I want you to rake around those roses and get any leaf that is still on the ground or even attached to the plant. Now, some roses will still have leaves attached to it. Hand pull them off and get all of the fallen leaves out of there. Now, diseases from infected leaves, whether it's a rose bush or a perennial or a vegetable, when that leaf is infected, the leaf turns yellow, like you said, dries out, falls to the ground, and shatters, leaving spores or seeds all over the ground. When the weather condition gets right, those little seeds of diseases, they produce a gas inside the spore that makes them float like a balloon. And they become airborne, and they blow around in the air. So rake around the plant, get it as clean as you can see, and then put down an inch of pine bark mulch around them. And by putting down the bark mulch, or you can put compost, you can put anything, as long as it's about a half an inch to an inch deep, that blocks the spores that have spent the winter on the ground. When they begin to wake up with the temperature, and they begin to fill with this gas that's going to allow them to float, they're covered with an inch of soil. The disease is buried in the ground. It cannot become airborne. It cannot affect the leaves. And that will help tremendously. So start with that. Clean it up. Pick off any leaves that are on there. And prune back the plant like you would. You know, when the Red Sox come to Boston and they play baseball for real, that's when you cut back your plant, get all of the little suckers off, and get them all clean.
How far down do I cut them?
Some of the gardening books say to cut roses to a foot from the ground. Okay. But, boy, if you do that, that's an awful lot. I cut mine. I live in Maine, and I cut mine to 15 to 18 inches. So the really big, big branches, I'll cut them down to 18. The ones a little bit smaller, maybe 15. And then any of the skinny branches that are like about the size of a spaghetti, cut all those out and keep the nice big branches. The branches that are smaller than your little finger, cut them off and get them out of there. That way, the food that you do put, instead of trying to make these little tiny branches grow, goes to the big branches that are more productive. It gives you better leaves. And then what you want to do is, once the leaves become green and visible and you see buds, then use a product like that Bayer rose and flower product that will take care of insects and diseases, and it will last 4 to 6 weeks. And what I do with that product, I know it's going to last 6 weeks, but I always figure during May and June, we're getting a lot of weather. So I do it every 4 weeks instead of every six. That way, I'm sure I've got plenty of product in the soil. And the other thing, and probably the most important thing, never get the leaves wet. So when you water, put the water directly on the ground and not on the foliage. And never, ever water your rose bushes at night. If the leaves are wet, you've got spores blowing around the air from your neighbor's roses. And if the leaves are wet, those spores will stick to the moisture on your leaf, and their disease just got attached to yours. So keep them dry, water directly on the ground, put some bark mulch or some compost around them, and you'll see those roses will do a lot better. Okay? Now, if we can help you, 800-259-9231. And roses are hungry. They should be fed every month. And what I try and do is the beginning of the month, they get fed. And I start feeding my roses April 1st. April, May, June, July, August, and September. So they get 6 feedings of fertilizer a year. The first of the month. You start in April and you finish in September. No food after September because you want them to prepare for the winter. You want that nice, fleshy new growth that the plant made with all your work during the year to start to get stringy, fibrous, and eventually woody. That makes them tougher when the weather gets cold and stormy. They can take more harsh weather. And roses are great. Don't be scared to prune. Now, when the new growth starts, if you have a branch that grows about 2 to 3 inches, and then there's nothing. It seems to, like, have stopped. If you look at the tip of that branch, it may have turned a little bit brown. And sometimes what happens with roses, it's something that happened during the winter, and the bud, the very tip of that bud, has gone blind. If you take your pruners and you cut an inch below that brown or branch that stopped blooming, just below a leaf, the bud that's blind is removed and new growth resumes. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. Made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. So if you're just beginning to wake up, you're in the kitchen, maybe making a little bit of coffee, getting breakfast ready, take a minute and give us a call and we'll get you set up, okay? 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Laura on the line who's looking for a plant recommendation.
Okay, Laura, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Good morning.
Everybody should get the guts to call up right after you have your coffee. This is the time of year we need to think of our gardens.
But That's right.
I live in the ocean, and I don't get to garden in the rocks anymore, so I've really put a beautiful garden up my deck buying very deep pots. And, you know, of course, the flower pots. And I'm looking for a patriotic-friendly flower that I could make a statement for what's going on in our country. And I do want to contrast that with a dishonest flower. Is there such a flower as dishonest? I can think of a lot of friendly, honest flowers, but not dishonest. All I can think of is pot.
Well, I mean, if you want something that's going to give you a big statement with lots and lots of flowers. Red is something that's going to stand out. And there's an annual called salvia. And you can buy salvia that will only grow a foot tall, some 15 inches and some 18 inches. And red salvia will bloom nonstop. It produces flowers that will have a spike maybe 6-8 inches tall, maybe a little bit taller, depending on the variety. The individual flowers are like trumpets, and they're bright, bright red. And with something like that, you're going to have something else happen to your porch, patio. Because it's red, it's going to attract hummingbirds. It's going to attract butterflies to come into your living space, because red is the color that hummingbirds and butterflies will go to first. And because it's trumpet shape, they love it. So if you want to get movement and nature in your yard, the red one would be the best one to go. If you want to have something that's not going to be as colorful with flowers, but you still want it to be pretty, there are plants that just produce foliage. There's a plant called the castor bean, and it's a seed about the size of a lima bean, and it will grow from that seed when you plant it in your container in May, or you can even start it inside to give you a head start. But it will grow as high as 6 feet in 1 year and get 3 to 4 feet wide with these massive leaves. It does have a little bit of a flower, but not really anything that's noticeable. But it produces these seed pods. Now, as long as you don't have kids, this is okay. If you have kids, whenever you see a seed pod develop, cut them from the plant and dispose of it, because the bean itself is poisonous. But it's just fun to watch it grow as big as it does so quickly. Or if you have room, you can plant one. It's a bulb, and it's called elephant ear. The bulb is the size of a grapefruit. And you can buy it at all the garden centers in the spring. Some of them may even have it now if they've already received their bulbs. As soon as you see glads and begonias and things that you would plant in the garden in the spring, then this elephant ear is available. And you need to put it in a good-sized container, something that's going to be 18 to 24 inches, because the leaves will grow 2 to 3 feet, depending on how much food and water you can give it. And you leave it grow on your deck until you've had a frost. When you've had a frost, you cut off all the dead leaves, take your container, put it in the basement, and leave it there for the winter. And then next spring, put it right back out there, and it will just explode. So for bright, brilliant colors, salvia. If you like red, if you like yellow, there's nothing that beats marigolds. And both of those love the sun. Give it a try. They're wonderful.